This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, 3 o'clock. Before we get into the Lions questions, just real quick of what goes on behind the show. It's not even February, but I gave Kenny a Black History moment. Told Kenny, if he's at a Super Bowl party, if he ever makes something and a black person says, "Who made this?" with heavy emphasis on this, that's a good thing. That means you are now the new designated person to making this each and every time. It is the bomb. It is, yes.
I've learned so much about the culture.
The culture.
So.
Now, if they say, "Who made this?" run.
Okay. Kenny Learning.
Yes.
I want to bring something up because apparently it became a part of the morning show, and it's Lions related, and I understand Lions fans rightfully still in their feelings. Cookies and I, on the podcast, talked about the coordinators leaving. And he asked me a question, and I'm like, okay, well, here's my answer. And as a part of the answer, I had said, if I could sign a piece of paper today on January 30th that the Lions will win 11 football games next year, I'd sign it today, zero hesitation. I wouldn't wait for free agency. I wouldn't wait for the draft. I wouldn't wait for training camp. I don't need to worry about anything. I would sign it now. I thought it was a no-brainer. 11 wins could win the division. This was a historical outlier this season where 14-win teams and 15 wins is what it took. 11 wins absolutely 100% puts you in the playoffs, which means I got a chip in a chair. I thought nothing of the comment. I thought it was not negative. I didn't think it was hyperbolic. And I was met with, Costa looked like he bleeped himself. "Oh, I wouldn't. I would never. I would never." And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Wait a minute. You're angry at me for this? I then said to Jim, how many teams in football next year will have a win total of 10.5 or more? "Well, very few." I go, then what are we talking about? Well, he wasn't having it. So he went on the air today, and I have no problem with it. Content is content. Great work. But I'd like to talk to our audience. If you could sign a piece of paper right now, knowing that with two new coordinators, multiple new staffers, an unknown offseason ahead, not knowing what Hutch will be like off a broken leg, not knowing when Ali McNeil will be back, because it's very possible it will not be the start of the year, not knowing if they address the D-line, not knowing what the injuries are, you have a more difficult schedule, you will play more elite quarterbacks. If I take it all off the table and you can just sign on the dotted line, 11 wins. I do the deal right now, 305. I do the deal. Yes. I would.
Take the pen.
But I didn't think it was negative at all. I'd like to know why I was vilified for that.
I don't understand why it's vilified. You know what? Yes, I do. I do because I still think that we did the stages of grief. And you may have David called it the delusional stage, the one we left out. The people who think that this is the new norm, winning 15 games a year, they're going to win the NFC, they're going to be the number one seed all the time. Man, looking at your schedule for next year, are you crazy? Are you nuts? Yes. I would lock that in immediately and say, yes, I'm all in. 11-6 means you're in the playoffs. You may not be the number one overall seed. Doesn't matter. You're in the playoffs. You got to play 9 road games. And yeah, I know you do the takeover thing. It won't be this easy because you're playing some real quarterbacks next year.
But you would sign it.
Yes.
Okay. But now, okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it to you, but yes.
That's fine. That's fine. David, the Lions will win 11. Okay. Not 15, not 7, not 13, not 8. 11-6. You lock in right now. Do you sign it? And why was I vilified?
Yes, I would sign it. I don't. Look, yes, Rico, it is delusion. A lot of Lions fans believe that this is not the NFL. They can just do it every year because they're the Lions and they're going to have a top 5 offense. I can't predict that right now. They have a new coordinator.
Right.
And everyone say, well, the defense will get better because the players are going to return. I can't also tell you they'll have a top 15 defense because I just don't know with the new coordinator. So right now, yes, lock in 11 wins.
Kenny Cott, noted Lions engine block fan. 11-6.
11-6, I signed the paper. It's a combination platter for me between losing your coordinators, which is gigantic, and look at the schedule we have next year. It's not exactly easy.
No.
Kenny, let me help you out with that.
The NFL's not easy.
It's true.
248-539-9797. Lions fans, would you lock in right here, right now, an 11-6 record? Knowing you have new coordinators, knowing you have a tough schedule, not even knowing what Hutchinson is going to be like coming back and all the people coming off of injury for this past season. 11-6, you're in the playoffs. What seeding? Don't know, don't care. But you're in. You got a shot at the whole thing. Here's your road schedule. At Baltimore, at Cincy, at Kansas City, at the Rams, at the Eagles, at Washington, along with your divisional Green Bay, Minnesota.
Keep the division out of this.
Okay.
Read the first ones again. I want to say something. Now, this will come off as provocative, but this proves my point. Read the non-divisionals.
At Baltimore, at Cincy, at Kansas City, at Rams, at Eagles, at Commanders.
You could go 0-6 in those games. Argue it. You could lose every one of those games. So what the hell are we talking about when I say 11-6? Don't you sign the paper.
You do. And let me give you a little bit of this year. You know how many teams this year, preseason, had over 11.5, but basically 11.5 wins, Vegas style. Vegas basically said 3 teams were worthy of over under 11.5 games. You weren't one of them, Detroit. Want to take a guess who?
Go ahead.
Eagles, Buffalo, at 11.5, Chiefs, 12.5.
And I'm sitting here, and I said 11, and I'm the bad guy. And nobody on the morning show would sign the piece of paper. I don't quite understand it. But you know what? You could be better. But if you don't want to sign it, you know what else you could be? Worse.
Mm-hmm.
And not allowing worse to be a part of this is exactly why you got popped in the playoff game and exactly why you're all still in the fetal position. You just have, guys, you better alter your perspective. You will never go 15-2 again. That's possible. You know how many franchises in the league have never won 15 games? Including you until this year. Yeah. And it's not anything that you could ever chart or replicate. Like, it just happens.
Right. And once again, remember, your road schedule, non-conference,
brutal,
non-division, you could go 0-6. And then I often say, it depends when you play Green Bay. Because if you play Green Bay in late December, I count that as a loss because that ain't good golf. Let's just put it like that. Now, you play Green Bay in September, you can win that thing just like you did this year. That's yours. So, but yes, Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati. Like, seriously, at this point, you have to ask, you know, the commissioner, what did we do to you?
No, you were the best team in the league.
I get it.
And this
but
is
it's
what
just
you
like,
get.
All of these on the road? Yes.
See, here's the thing. And I'll use it because we use them as an example because the Eagles in 2022 went to the Super Bowl and then lost their coordinators. They're just a perfect example. In 2022, when they went to the Super Bowl, they won 14 games. Guess how many games they won the next season after losing their coordinators? 11. It happens. You lose your coordinators and things change. Still a playoff team.
Wait.
Still good.
And at one point, weren't they 10-0?
Yes, I believe they were. I believe they were, yes.
At one point, they were 10-0. And they finished with 11 wins. Yeah.
248-539-9797. If I offered you a deal that you would win 11 games next season as a Lion fan, do you take the deal? I don't view it as negative in any way, shape, or form. Yet, that's how Cookies treats it. I just don't. I was flabbergasted. 11-6 is a really good year in today's NFL. And with that schedule, with the upheaval, the staffing, geez, I didn't think twice about it. So I wanted to know if you're Team Cookies or Team Me, I guess, for lack of a better way of describing it. I think it is peak delusion to thumb your nose at 11 wins. I think you're out of your mind.
See, I think where you lose it, Mike, it's not the 11 wins. I think where a lot of Lions fans have a problem with is the 6 losses.
Well, that's how it works.
No, I understand that, but think about it. Means, wait, well, who are we going to lose to? Because we're better than everybody. Our offense is better than this team, and they're better than that team. So it's wrapping your head around not winning 11 times. You could fathom that. It's, well, who do we lose to? Who could we possibly lose to? We just named off 6 teams right there, all on the road, not in your division. You could lose all of those games, win all your home games, win all your division games, and you're still 11-6. So that's what I think perplexes so many Lions fans is, well, who would we actually have to lose to?
Yeah, the difference is this year's schedule didn't feature those teams.
Yeah, you had a hard time with Jaden Daniels? Well, his dad, you got to go to his house.
248-539-9797. We can get to the people, get some ticket texts as well. And again, if you disagree, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. I don't think you're looking at it clearly. And I don't think I'm a bad person for taking the deal. We'll get to it.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Mr. Hatchet Man, Ticket Techs, we have offered the deal. This is based on, it was a flippant remark I made on Cash the Ticket. Cookies was pissed, took it to the air. I have no problem with it, by the way, content. Am I being negative by saying I would sign a piece of paper right now? If you told me the Lions go 11-6 next year, I would take it. I just think to me, it is a no-brainer. But yet, it faced huge resistance on the morning show. And right now, I'll be honest, we had more calls on Michigan State basketball. So either I've angered you or you're sucking on your pacifier. Like, I don't know what's going on here. David, what do the techs have to say?
I don't get what Casa's doing here. 11 wins, yes, I would take that. They play 7 road games, 6 against top 10 quarterbacks in the league, plus the coordinator thing. So, yes, 10 to 11 wins next year is probably the range. I would take 11, yes. I say 13-4. We will still have a top 5 offense in the league, even a middle-of-the-pack defense. Should at minimum be 12 wins for the Lions next season. Your 11-win nonsense is like telling a girl you've never seen before you are 6. Why discount yourself? You are a 10. The Lions are potentially a 15-win team or better next year. That is from Brian. I would take an 11-win season. You're in the playoff. No team this season will, with 11 wins or more, miss the playoffs. So, yes, I sign up for that. John in Dearborn Heights. Before you said it, I was thinking 12 wins would be great for next year. Yes, I would definitely take 11 wins with that brutal schedule. John in Grosse Pointe Woods. Mike and Rico, totally agree. I would take 11 wins for next year. Right now, they have a more difficult schedule next year, but by the end of the year, they will be tested and better off and peak heading into the playoffs. That is from Marv. Sign me up for 11 wins next year. Monster away schedule that includes 7 of 9 away games that play outdoors. That scares me with golf. Yes, I'd sign up for 11.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. But yeah, what? He only had to play outdoors twice? Green Bay and Chicago, I believe. That's it. So yeah, that is a concern.
Brian from Beverly Hills. Lions will go 13-4 next year. Guaranteed. Okay. Man,
I'll tell you.
Well, no, for a lot of people, they believe that the weapon that they have, it will work. And guys, here's what you're also banking on, that everybody on your offense stays healthy and you won't get that epidemic of what you saw in your defense, that everybody's going to be fine, everybody's going to stay healthy, the offense will click, and you're going to be playing that first place schedule. Good luck.
See, but here's the thing, they're also forgetting this, and we've mentioned this. This is not Madden. Ali McNeil is not going to return until possibly October, and when he returns, we don't know what he'll look like until he gets in shape and form to be Ali McNeil again. We don't know what Aiden's going to look like when he returns. When a player on Madden returns, they return to form right away because it's Madden. This is not Madden.
And look, here's, I realize we have Woody Johnson on the show.
And I really hope that, you know, everybody heals correctly. But a lot of times what you'll find out, especially with the long-term injuries like that, whichever side of the body gets injured the next year, the other side, because you put too much weight on that side and you end up hurting that side.
Let's go to people, see what everybody's got to say. We'll go to Darren, 97.1. Darren, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. So I was listening to the morning show, and they brought it up. And first, I was kind of shocked because John took your side. Always a fun occasion when that happens.
Yeah, rare, right?
Right. But I also thought, okay, this year's team, 15 wins, sure. 13 wins if you lose a coin toss, and C.J. Stroud can hit the broadside of a barn. So let's calm down the 15-win thing. 11 wins. If you give me 11 wins next year and you tell me that week 18 or week 19 rolls in, playoffs start, Ali McNeil has had 10 weeks to roll up. Aiden Hutchinson has had all season to get in shape. Terrion Arnold has another year under his belt. Ennis Rakestraw ready to go. You tell me that defense is good to go compared to this year. Is Aiden Hutchinson worth 4 wins? If we were 11-6 this year and Aiden and Aleem were on that line, wouldn't you feel better about our chances than at 15-2?
There's so much that goes into it. I think you could actually be a better team. Everything could go right, Darren, and you won't touch 15-2.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's 15-2 is something that happens once in a lifetime. You could have the best laid plans. It doesn't happen in this league. So the idea of it happening back-to-back or 14-3, how about I just take the 11 and I know I got a baseline?
Yeah, this roster could be better at 11-6. This roster could be a better roster next year at 11-6 based on schedule, based on dumb luck. Again, a coin toss goes differently and you're not 15-2 this year. So just cut the 15-win nonsense, take the playoffs, take a better team into the playoffs, you're going to be a much happier fan base.
This fan base feels like they've still got a lot to learn. I hate saying that. I know I sound like a real penis when I say something like that. That's not my intent. It's just, guys, use this as a learning experience this year. Because I'm telling you, if you keep approaching this like you're going 17-0 every year and you're going to blow everybody out and we're going to win so much, you got to learn how everybody else is doing it. The idea next year, it's make playoffs. Now, whatever they do beyond that, well, that's when the real season begins. But I'm not sitting here going must win the North. I don't know that you're winning the division. I don't know that you're getting a one seed. I don't know that any of those things happen. Make the playoffs. And that's as big of a compliment is that you don't have to have the one seed. This year it was important based on your injuries, playing one less game. I believe you have a structure here that, yes, you'll be able to win road playoff games. God, I hope that happens, because if it's going to take you getting the one seed to make a Super Bowl, I'm going to help you with something. You'll probably never get there because it never happens. Yeah. The one seed, how many teams in the history of the NFL have gotten the one seed twice in a three-year span or twice in a row? It really is a huge outlier. Yeah. And I do think from a cyclical standpoint, the NFC is getting better. You're starting to see the pendulum of the unicorn quarterback slide back this way now. And I know you can't say it in this town. You better pray to God Ben Johnson's not good. You better pray he was a complete con artist bum. Because if Ben Johnson is him, as the kids say, you're going to have a real problem with Chicago, Caleb, and that offense. You know what Green Bay is going to bring to the table. And even if Minnesota takes a step back, this is still one of the toughest, if not the toughest, divisions in football. Yeah, I'll take 11 wins.
What you're saying is they won't go 6-0 in the division. There will be a few more losses. Interesting.
I know. I'm terrible. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Luke 97.1. Luke, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, Mike, Rico, everybody.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, I'm with you, Mike, and honestly, this season, I graduated as a Lions fan. I'm 37 years old. I've been watching since the early 90s. I mean, I'll call myself a fan for 30 years, but I realized something this year and last year, because I'm not used to watching the Lions in the playoffs just like everybody else, and it really opened my eyes this year that the regular season is what it is, man, and I'm all about just get into the tournament and do what you can, do your best when you get there. But, I mean, to go what they did last year and then what they followed it up with this year, I mean, you got the one seed, you get the bye, you got home field, and you take a dump on the 50-yard line in front of your home crowd. That to me, it's just like I'll forever be a Lions fan, but this season has also forever changed me as a Lions fan as far as my time and dedication to the regular season. And yep. I mean, I wasted a lot of Sundays watching them, and I almost feel like a weight lifted off me when they blew that game this year. I'm like, you know what? I'll forever be a fan, but I just can't continue to put myself through this. And I really want just get into the tournament, man, and let's just see what shakes loose from there. But
what happens?
Yeah, I definitely graduate. I mean, give me 10-7. I don't care.
No. 11. You don't have to take less. 11-6.
Okay, I'll take, yes, 11-6. I'll take that all day,
okay,
any day of the week.
And look, here's the thing. This is my own experience. Rico, I'm sure you will have a different version of this, but like, I think in a lot of ways, when your team gets good, you have to treat it different. For this year and last year, Lion fans were on a grand adventure. Think of it like this wild road trip across America. And you wanted to be there for every moment, right? Every pit stop, every canyon, every national park.
Every chili cook-off.
But when you get good, it changes the things that matter. The only thing you want is the destination. Are we there yet? I am tired of this. Mm-hmm. Yes, as a Lions fan, I'm sorry. You give up your innocence, the better you get. Uh-huh. So the season boils down to the 2-3 games you will play in the postseason, depending on seeding, and then whether you won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, it's only so many souvenir shops you can stop at.
Right. I can't say, Kenny's a The diehard fan, like when the Wings were a Stanley Cup contender, yes, a diehard would watch a bunch. The reality is most people would simply wait for the playoffs. The Pistons, you wait for the playoffs. The Tigers, you wait for the playoffs. Football, we've never had that ability here. But now it's here. And I got to be honest with you. These regular seasons and all these, oh, we're pitchy-pitchy woo-woos and we're throwing touchdowns to fat guys. And it's like, all that stops mattering. Oh, J-Mo says, here, hold my water bottle, except it's not a water bottle. It's the genitalia. He did the celebration. Isn't that what it's called?
Okay.
The hold the...
You know what? How about this? In the last three seasons, you know how many teams have won 11 or more games consecutively? Last three seasons.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
I can give it to you now. I can give it to you next.
Can I tell us on the way back?
Can I think about it so I can try to look less stupid?
Okay.
Because I was about to blurt out an answer and I know I'm way off.
No, you're fine.
All right, we'll do that next. Right. 97.1.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yes, you were about to say something.
No, three teams.
Yeah, this was the...
Have won 11 or more.
Stop for a second. Stop. This is important. I want everyone, even in the back, I want you to listen to this. And this isn't feelings. This is the problem with society today. We mix feelings with data. Data's data. Doesn't care about feelings.
Correct. Yes. How many? Three. In the last 3 years, three teams have won 11 games or more.
Not 12. Not 13.
11.
Not 15. Oh, 11.
11 or more. Only three teams have done this.
So out of a possible 96 teams over the course of 3 years, three have managed to win 11 games or more back-to-back.
To back, yes.
Three. So and now, I got people turning down my offer. Yeah.
You want to take a guess at three?
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Buffalo.
Yes.
Baltimore.
No.
Oh. Now, you know what's funny? Kenny, in Lamar's greatness in this run, do you realize they've missed the playoffs twice?
Yeah, that's wild to me.
You know what I mean?
That's absolutely crazy.
Hey, welcome to the NFL, right?
No, they're in the Super Bowl right now.
Philly. I can't get enough of Liam Cohen.
Philly.
13.
Okay.
And they struggled to get to 11 last year.
Well, they started out like 9-0.
10-1, yes.
Then they clown card down the stretch. But, you know, easy button and stuff. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, bud?
How you guys doing today?
Good, John. What's up?
You know, I want to say this as a diehard, but a football fanatic. Lions are my religion, but that said, this team has all the makings for parity. 15-2 was kind of an enigma in a way. I think this Dan Campbell effect, these gimmicky things in the NFL, eventually get caught up to real fast. I think the fact that they lost this year and didn't get over the hump is why we're having this conversation. I think that's why this year was so important. If they go win the Super Bowl this year, we're not having the conversation that they got to go beat Lamar, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Stafford, all on the road, Burrow. That's a really tough slate. And this team's kind of got that making of a team that could fall off. You see it a lot. Look at San Francisco last year compared to the year before. It happens to teams like us all the time. Jared Goff, probably a mid-tier quarterback in my opinion. I don't think any of those quarterbacks I mentioned I would take Goff in front of. So you take that with the recipe of a defense that really didn't show much unless it played like a blowing up Sam Darnold or an aging quarterback that can't really move in the pocket. We don't do great against guys that can run. We don't play good on the field, on the grass, on visitor arenas. And we also got the issue of, like, Caleb Williams and Jordan Love getting better and better every year. So, like, to me, this team just has that recipe. And I still, this year was going to finally make us feel like the big brother. I still feel like we feel a little brother-ish. So, to me, 11 wins, maybe even a stretch with those six road games you mentioned.
Yeah, you know what, John? I didn't want to be negative. Like, I'm giving credit to the core, giving credit to the process and the culture. But you're right. John, what you're saying, none of your fans want to hear. But that, look.
But it's the truth.
I know it is, but that's.
Mike,
go ahead, Bo.
What confidence do you really have in that defense? Aaron Glenn was the most overrated defensive coordinator in the NFL.
Oh,
the
no.
only times they really showed up, like I said, was when they had quarterbacks playing these really bad games or pocket passers. I didn't see this defense really showing out. Like, it was always a shootout. We were always winning in shootouts.
But here's the problem. Statistically speaking, Johnny, they finished seventh in the league in points per game, and that was with a myriad of injuries. Now, if you want to say the offset to that is the schedule will be... Hold on, John. I'm trying to support your point. You're breaking my balls here. If you're telling me the schedule's a lot harder and you got a new coordinator, I agree with you. I think your defense has better odds of being middle of the road than it does elite. I'm with you. I just tried to offer the 11 in fairness, and I thought I was being optimistic. And I mean, people, I don't get it.
I think you are being optimistic, and I think 11 wins in the NFL is a ton. Oh. And I think you see franchises that Mike McDaniel's effect in Miami, like it happens. And there's something gimmicky about the Campbell thing, and it's worked for us so far, but it kind of hit a roadblock in the playoffs.
What do you make? I want to ask you a question. What do you make is gimmicky about him? Just because I'm fascinated.
It's just the fourth down stuff and the, like, grit and all that. That stuff's great. And, like, Johnny Hustle and all that. But the NFL's got a really weird way of balancing that stuff out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I will tell you, when I think gimmicky, I don't think Dan Campbell.
It's funny because just go like this. From the season before this year.
Yeah.
So the previous season. Let's play another little game. These teams won 11 games or more. This year, they did not.
Oh, I like this game. Okay.
You guys want to take a guess?
All right. Won 11 games last year, but didn't this year.
Correct.
Miami.
Good one. That's a good one. David wins. I quit. Cowboys.
That is a great one.
All right. I'm on the board.
One easy, one difficult.
I got nothing.
Hold on.
I got absolutely nothing.
Wait for it. Privilege. Niners. Yeah.
That was the easy one. Now there's a difficult one.
This is the problem with live radio. You don't have time to ruminate.
Not difficult. It's the Browns.
Wow.
Because they made the playoffs. Joe Flacco was the quarterback in the playoffs.
Those four teams won 11 games or more. Did not the very next year.
And that's the difficult part.
Yes.
So if I can get 11-6 out of this football team next year and I get in the playoffs, let's go play. Let's go do this.
Exactly.
But I see, the thing that is weird to me is It's almost like when a guy like Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn leaves, if you're the guy like me who gives them credit and respect, you become the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Like I said to Jim when we were talking on the podcast, which we would love you to download, rate, review, subscribe. The point is, I said, Jim, so basically what you're telling, he said, well, we're going to be a top five offense again, and I may be selling them short. And I'm like, okay, so essentially you're saying Ben Johnson was what, a con artist? Or the most desirable candidate of the cycle? And a guy who's been wanted for multiple cycles? I think Ben Johnson and what he did with Jared Goff and this team, along with being handed good players, it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it can't be both. Either Ben Johnson was a real asset, and it's going to be hard to replicate that. Or you think he was Homer Simpson pounding American cheese slices at the fridge. Which is it? Hope.
He went blind. I remember that episode.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so the, okay, that's a good place. That's a good one. I try. So yeah, it's just so weird to me because I, and again, like our last caller, like John, clearly not a fan of Aaron Glenn. I think Aaron Glenn's a very good defensive coordinator who had very bad circumstance, meaning they never provided him with the talent that they provided the offense. Yet, at the end of all of it, with all the injuries, they finished seventh in the league in points per game. If I had you sign a piece of paper next year, your defense would be seventh in points per game. You taking it?
Yeah.
And you're a Niner fan. Yeah. You're taking it.
Yes.
David, you taking it as a Steeler fan?
Yes, yes, yes.
But yet, if I say it to Lion fans, yeah. I know by next season it'll change.
No, because I think maybe everything just broke your way and things were too easy this year and you think that that is the norm.
Yeah.
That's why I said those four teams all won 11 or more games the very next year off of a cliff.
That's how you end up in a disco shirt.
So the good news is, as I was going through notes, I realized that there is still one receipt segment that we have to cash in. We'll do that a little bit later. For right now, we're talking about Lions fans. Hey, guys, we can lock in right here, right now, 11 wins. You're 11-6 next year. It's not something easy to do. You're in the playoffs. I don't know if you're winning your division or not, but you're in the playoffs. And that's all that really matters because, as you found out the hard way, being the one seed doesn't matter. Okay? It just means you got a longer fall when you crash and burn. Your role schedule next year, man, congratulations. Welcome to being a great team because you got that first place schedule. You're on the road. I think the ticket text put it best. You're outside seven times. This past season, you were outside twice. Green Bay, when it was warm, I think it rained that day. And then I think it was actually cold in Chicago, but Eberflus had already been fired and he was an idiot anyway. So
yeah, Jordan Love was on one leg when they played them in Green Bay in the rain.
So, yeah. 248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts.
Yeah, someone's saying here the 2021-22 Bengals were 10-7. They went to the Super Bowl, so 11-6 isn't a death sentence. Lions can still win 11 games and win the Super Bowl, maybe.
I think the problem is, for Lions fans, it's you've gotten drunk off of the whole 15-2.
Discount.
And it's hard to say that you – and I think for Costa and a lot of the diehard Lions fans, in order to go 11-6, that means you have to lose six games, and they cannot do that. They can't bring themselves to say – all right, well, we'll lose to these teams. Remember, they couldn't lose to the Commanders at all. That was just off the table. You got scoffed and laughed. Hey, guys, maybe a close game. It won't be a close game. It's going to be a double-digit blowout. Well, it was double digits, just going the wrong way. That's the problem. A lot of Lions fans cannot pick six games on that schedule and say, yeah, we're probably going to lose those games because you don't feel like you're a real fan.
Can I offer the craziest thing that I've heard today?
Yeah,
I mean, utterly insane. And I want to credit Rico for this. He shared this with me before the show. You guys know what I think of daytime television. I think a great amount of these shows are, I don't know. It's almost like a government experiment of how can we make people dumber. First take, Stephen A. Smith asked Cam Newton a question. Now, if we can get by Cam Newton dressing like he works for Scotland Yard, this was the most unbelievable thing I've ever heard. David, we don't have the audio, do we? Okay, and it's okay. Stephen A. Smith goes, Cam, if you could give back the league MVP for a Super Bowl championship, would you do it? Now, I couldn't believe that was a serious question, but it lets me know that this had to be pre-prepared. There's just no way they didn't talk about this pre-show. Why would you ask the question? It's a preposterous notion. Yeah. There are athletes who would give up their firstborn for a Super Bowl. They'd box up the kid and sell them on the black market.
But see, I think that's just it. I think Stephen A. was looking for Cam to support his argument and all of a sudden got hit with a garbage can.
Well, because he said, no, I wouldn't. And that started this whole argument. And I just, it's one of these things, like, is Cam Newton insane or is he saying these things for, I don't want to say clicks or relevancy. I mean, I know he has a podcast. That is the most unserious thing I've ever heard. I can't imagine an NFL football player watching that clip. You give up your body, and you think the MVP and Cam went on this weird diatribe about impact versus accomplishment.
Yeah, he named all the, you know, Brad Johnson and, you know, Nick Foles. They have a Super Bowl trophy, but...
All right, and you have a silly hat. Look at we all remember you not diving for the football in the Super Bowl.
Right, he was like, look at Allen Iverson. You know, look at the impact that he had on the game. And he wanted to be that type of player rather than just John Sally collecting rings.
I was, and again, see, I think it's equally disingenuous to just point out the single worst people to ever win it. The idea is, Cam, you had a good career, but the one thing missing is a championship.
Yeah.
No one cares about, but I won the MVP. No one cares. Am I right?
No, because I think years, if you went up to Dan Marino now, would you give up? Yes. Yes.
I Charles Barkley in basketball, he would give it up right
they
now.
They chased rings at the end. They literally went from team to team to team.
I'll never get the, and again, I know this is unfair, but the image of Cam Newton in the Super Bowl against the Broncos. Not diving for that football. That is forever. That's like Charles Rogers fully checked out at Penn State on a horrible team with Morris Watts as head coach. And there was a fumble and Chuck went, nope. That was in the Super Bowl and it made me think less of Cam Newton. Now, that comment?
Yeah.
We're good.
I just told Kenny, now it all is put into context. Now we know why he didn't dive for the ball. He didn't care about winning the Super Bowl. It was in his head, whatever, I've made my impact, I'm good. It's ridiculous.
And he said it next to Devin McCourty, one of the you know, a household name on that Patriot dynasty where it was all about the accomplishment. It was never about stats or Cam saying impact. We've arrived at a point now, and I know this is unhealthy, but I feel like athletes at large, the more they talk, the less we like them. It's got it like never before has there been more microphones for athletes. And there is a separation between people who went to school to do this for a living and then the guys on the field who trained in something completely different. And that doesn't mean they don't have the ability to do it. But not everybody should have a microphone. Not everybody in this industry should have a microphone. Not every athlete. I mean, there are podcasts that I don't even know why they exist.
Bruh, I'll say, you're right. Not everybody's Michael Strahan. I think he does a good job at what he does. But not everybody can make that transition. And
Devin McCourty, by the way, on the video, looked like he wanted to kill
Cam. And that's why I said I think it was genuine. I don't think that they – I thought it was probably like, look, let's ask this man. He's got an MVP. You would trade that in, right?
They pan over to Devin McCourty's chair, and it's empty, and it's just spinning around.
It's like, nah, I would keep my MVP. Don't need a Super Bowl. I'd rather have the MVP trophy.
That just tells me what kind of
means I had a bigger impact in the seasons than just one game. Like, are you serious?
It was stunning. Right. And again, nothing we're doing a topic on. What would you rather? No. But it was just one of those headlines that if you want to watch infuriating video with somebody dressed like a constable, it's there for you.
Yeah, I mean, because that's like years from
would
now.
Would you wear a Cam Newton hat?
Yeah, I'd wear one.
Where are they sold?
I don't know.
Let me do something. You want a Henry the Hatter, I'm sure?
Probably.
No, I mean, don't insult Henry the Hatter.
He could custom make it, I'm sure.
A Cam Newton constable hat? Yes. I want to look like I work in Scotland Yard.
David, there's only one way I'm showing up to the Kentucky Derby.
In that hat.
I agree with you, Rico. I agree.
I could see you in a Jamie Foxx hat. A cam hat?
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you, Rico.
Are you going to wear a cravat like he does? Like, I don't even know what Cam's doing. The bow tie's halfway up his head.
The way I look at how people are dressed for the Derby, I'm going all in.
Are you kidding me?
David, your uncle wears the two bow ties for Mass.
Sure.
What does he make of Cam's bow ties?
I never asked him, so I have to ask him.
Could you please?
Today's his birthday. Happy birthday to my uncle, by the way.
David, could you, happy birthday, Unc. Could you not?
You know he's hitting that general fund.
Stop it. Nope. Don't do that.
Unc is heading down to the casino.
Don't you do that.
If you're doing the Kentucky, what city is the Kentucky Derby in?
Louisville.
Louisville.
You rat bastard.
I was about to say Lexington. That's why I asked first.
Oh, that's where Keeneland is. Just go ahead.
Horse racing. All right. But if I'm going down to the Kentucky Derby, I've seen the photos. I've seen Mike and how he's dressed.
Yeah, but I don't wear a hat.
Oh, but I'm dressed nice. I got to represent.
I want to look as ridiculous as possible if I'm going.
Okay, then the Cam Newton, but the hat with the... Okay, then it's going to be hat and Austin Powers cravat for you.
Yes.
Because that's the only thing that works with this 16th century policeman hat from Britain.
I want to look... Basically, I want my own theme music following me.
Jesus. What are you, the king of Zamunda?
Yes.
All right.
It's going to be like, I'm going to get you
flower bearers.
Right. Are these for the horses? No, they're for me.
We've got some receipts.
Yeah, exactly.
We got some receipts to go through. We're going to do it next. And Scott Harris says, we ain't done. I'll present something to you. You tell me what you want to do. 97.1.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.